Massive weekend for everyone in Cronulla and everyone in Penrith. They clash on Friday night there at Allianz Stadium. We're hopeful of a big, big crowd. And I'm just wondering, too, we've been talking a lot this morning about Josh Dugan, quite an emotional press conference yesterday regarding the pressure of the negativity of publicity sometimes, labelled himself an easy target. Wondering whether it all came as a bit of a shock to Aaron Woods, one of the teammates of Josh Dugan. G'day, Woodsy.
Hey boys, how we going?
Yeah,
Very
good,
well,
mate. It
mate.
was a bit of a stock standard press conference, and then, Josh got quite emotional.
Yeah, definitely. It was our media day yesterday, and everybody was up, so they were allocated to anybody. And then, just seeing Josh break down a bit, it's probably taken its toll on him over the last, I think he said, 4 or 5 years since all the stuff happened with Canberra. So, it's not a good thing, and I think the best thing for Josh is that he come out and spoke, and, at the end of the day, we're only playing a game, and people sometimes take it a bit more than a game. And he's got to go home, and he probably reads his social media, and some things that people do write to him are pretty negative. I had that when I was going through a bit of stuff at the Tigers and then Canterbury, so it does weigh you down a bit, and probably Josh just wanted to get it out there and just get it off his chest.
Yeah. What advice would you give to Dukes, Woodsy? Because I'm not on social media. My kids are on social media. I know everyone's on social media, but I don't do it for that reason. I don't want to hear the negative commentary surrounding what I do, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
How could they ever be negative about you?
Give it to me. But my advice would be to stay away, continue to talk about the issues that you're facing, and make sure you get the help and surround yourself with the best possible people.
Mate, I think you're spot on there, Loz. I used to love using social media. You get to interact with fans and have a good time. But, once things go a bit differently
yes.
or not according to plan, they do have an opinion and they don't mind voicing it sometimes. And, it's right there and it does pop up on your phone and you do read it. So when I went through all the change from Tigers to Canterbury, I got rid of my social media and, just enjoyed life away from just sitting on my phone, and you become antisocial, and it's like you're looking for what people are writing about you. Whereas, I know I'm going out there to prepare everything. I've done all my preparation well, and that's all I worry about. As long as my teammates and my coaching staff are happy with the job that I've gone out and done, and that's all I worry about. Whereas, I think Dukes just needs to just get completely away from it. He's come out, he's told people, how he feels and how much it's weighed him down, and all us players are there supporting him. We all love having Dukes around. He's a great character around the group. And, it's all just having the boys there by your side to get you through it. And like you said, Loz, the best thing is just to get away from it, mate.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great advice, Woodsy, because I think that, there's a lot of negative comments on social media, and you don't really need to do it. You don't really need to be on there. But anyway, we'll move on. Sorry,
Tom. Can I ask you about Kurt Capewell I don't know, to lighten the load a little bit, Woodsy, but the poor bugger, if people are just catching up with it, Kurt Capewell has unfortunately ruptured a testicle last weekend. He's got internal stitches, but what is he going to play with a cricket protector on, I guess, is he?
Well, one of the boys did flick him down that region. It sounded like he had a box on. So, look, mate, I didn't think it was as bad until he come to training, and he actually showed us all the boys what it looked like, and let me say, it wasn't too good, boys. So he was pretty fragile last week, but he trained yesterday, trained well. Like you said, he had the box on, and might hopefully get through. He's a really good asset to this club, and he's the type of player, you can throw him anywhere, and he does the job for us, whether that's centre, back row, lock. Mate, he's just one of those guys that can play any position. So I really, fingers crossed, that he can get through tomorrow's captain's run, and hopefully he's there Friday night.
Yeah, fingers crossed he will be there for you guys because you're
too much info.
What's that?
Too much info.
It's certainly a very painful injury, I would have thought.
Everyone would have gone,
Woodsy, you had your moments against the Roosters. You probably could have won that game if you nailed a couple of the moments.
Yeah, mate, you're spot on there, Loz. That's what makes these big games, You got to take your moments and, I think we were watching the video at the review on Monday. It was, like you said, there were so many moments we could have changed the game. Luke Lewis goes over the line and Latrell comes up with one of the best try savers I've ever seen. Just a simple catch pass in the corner. And, and Val probably was in a couple of minds when he was made that little line break. So, and mate, to the Roosters' credit, that's why they got the week off, because they did take the big moments of the game. And you know, we went back and we did our review. You know, I thought we did a really good job. You know, they rely on their back three a lot. I thought, you know, they still ran for a lot of meters, but I thought their effectiveness was a little bit down compared to what they have been. But like you said, when those moments did come in the game, we just didn't hit the nail on the head and take it. So that's a massive thing going in this game this week. You know, these semi-finals, they're like, you know, representative games. Once there's not too many moments in the game where you get the opportunity to score a try, but when they come, you need to take it with both hands, mate.
Yeah, how's Luke Lewis been this week? You know, last week he knew that, you know, he's got a couple of chances, but he's had a long, distinguished career. Could quite possibly be his last ever game in the NRL. So how's he looking this week?
Well, Luke's been outstanding, you know, since he's told us about the retirement. He hasn't really mentioned it since then. You know, he just comes out and you know what he's like, Lodge. He's a bit of a prankster. He's a joker. He's still loving being around the boys, just G'ing everyone up. And mate, he just prepares every week. You know, he hasn't mentioned one thing about it being his last game this week. You know, he's going in there as if we're preparing to win. It's not going to be his last game. So he doesn't want to put any extra, you know, pressure, or he doesn't even think there needs to be an extra motivation. He's just happy for the boys and just wants us to go out there and play the footy we can play and take those opportunities when we get them. So, you know, he's a really good person to have around the group, because he's one of our leaders and he's a real vocal leader in our team as well. You know, having lost Wade Graham was a big loss, and then you get someone like Luke Lewis that's got to do a bit more talking, and, you know, he's been really good for the group, mate.
Yeah, no, he's a really good man, Luke Lewis. And finally, mate, Panthers. They played well last week against the Warriors. That's two victories in a row. Starting to find a bit of form. What have you made of them, and where's their strengths?
Look, I think they're quite similar to the way they start their sets off the Roosters. You know, they've got Mansour, Crichton and Dallin between his Lesniak. They're really strong carriers of the ball. And a lot of their sets, they generate the good starts of their sets from those three, which is similar to the Roosters' back three. And, you know, they're very aggressive in the defensive line. You know, Campbell Gillard, Fisher Harris, Trent Merrin, they do come up really hard from inside, a lot of inside pressure. And a lot of people have been talking about James Maloney, but I think the other guy we've got to pay a lot of attention to as well is, you know, Cleary. Since he's had Maloney back, it's like he can just tie himself in and out of the games. And mate, they work so good with each other. And, you know, James Maloney's game management is probably the best in the game at the moment. He's playing with that much confidence. You know, he's won the Origin Series this year. And, you know, a couple of times on the weekend, they were sort of going step for step. Then he comes out and kicks a 40-20. So we've got to be really wary of all just those little things that Jimmy can come up with. So we need a lot of kick pressure, inside pressure on the halves, and we really need to stop their back five this week.
Woodsy, have a big game, mate. It's going to be a cracking contest Friday night at Allianz Stadium. We thank you and train well.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.
There he goes, Aaron Woods. Very descriptive, very graphic, wasn't he, this morning?